Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin. We will begin on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Unklus Bar Klunkus Bar Achsi de Titus Hava. Unklus Bar Klunkus was a nephew of Titus. Boy Legure, he wanted to become a ger. Ozel Askele Titus Menegida. He brought up Titus with oiv, with some sort of sorcery. Amalei, Man Choshebahu Alma. So Titus was no longer alive. And he asked him, Man Choshebahu Alma, who is considered serious in the next world? Amalei, so he said, Yisrael, Kla Yisrael. So he says to him, if that's the case, Unkla says to Titus, Boilet Bekui Bahu. I want to connect myself to Kla Yisrael. Amalei, Milei Nafsheu. They have many mitzvahs. And you won't be able to fulfill all the mitzvahs. Zil igri behu behu alma. Go tase them. Go start up with them in this world. The havas reisha. And that is where you will become significant. The pasuk says in Echa, hayot soel rosh. And we learn from here, kol hametz liyisrael, whoever does bad to Klal Yisrael, nasa rosh. Ultimately, is elevated. So the Mefarshim, of course, all try to explain why is that the case that Kol Hametz Yisrael Nas Rosh. So the Michtam Eliyahu explains that it's Kadosh Baruch Hu put us into Golus and put us into Golus that we should be able to grow in Golus. If the people who were to start up with Klal Yisrael in our Golus were people who weren't significant, weren't supposedly the leadership of the world, the nesoyin of not falling into that trap, the nesoyin of not becoming part of them would not be such a significant nesoyin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically says Rabbi Yehuda Dessler, makes that they should be the most important leaders in the world, and that makes our nesoyin so much greater. And therefore, Kol Hametz Yisrael, whoever is the one that starts up with Klal Yisrael, Nas Rosh, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him that prestigious position. The Michtam Eliyahu also makes a very important point here. He says, Titus was already in the Olam HaEmes. Titus already saw the truth. So you would imagine that by the time somebody's already there and he sees the truth, he would stop acting the way he acted during his lifetime. But he says that Gehenim, therefore, is not to be understood as a place where a person is purified. Gehenim is a place where a person is punished. And he was punished, but he didn't still come around to recognize what Klal Yisrael is. Omele, dina dahai gavra b'mai. So Unklus asked Titus, how are you being punished in that world? Amalei, b'may de pasuk anafshei. What I wanted to do, what I said about myself, that's what happens. Kol yomer, every day I had, as we learned at the end of our previous shir, I had my ashes spread around the seven seas. Machne shalokatmi, they gathered to gather my ashes. V'deyenali, and they judge me for my behavior. V'karali, and they burn me again. And they again throw my ashes around the seven seas. Also, ask Ela Bilam Nagida. So Unklus now brings up Bilam. Amalei man choshebahu alma. So he asks him the same question: who is considered significant in that world? Amalei. So he says Yisrael. Again, he also says that it's Klal Yisrael, and he asks him as well: Ma'alud b'kui b'hu. Is it worthwhile to become part of Klal Yisrael? Amalei. And Bilam says, like Sidra Shlaima Tevasam Kol Yamin, don't connect yourself to them under any circumstances. Amalei Dayet Dina Dahu Gavra Mamai. So he asks him, how are you being judged? Amalei B'Shifcha Zera Risachas. And of course, the explanation is because we know that Bilam was the one that gave the advice of Benois Mayav that they should be Mezana with Klal Yisrael. So that's why he was punished that way. Ozel Askim in the Gida, Mepashi Yisrael. And then he brought up one of the Pashi Yisrael. Amalei, Man choshe ba'alma, and he asked that person, who is considered significant in that world? Amle Yisrael. So that person says, as well, Klal Yisrael. And he asks him, Ma'alad buku behu, should I connect myself to Klal Yisrael? Amle, tevasim droish, v'tidrasim lo tidrosh. Only do what's good. Kol negei behen. If anybody wants to do anything bad to Klal Yisrael, kilonoga bevas enoi. It's as if he's touching in the most sensitive part of his eyes. Because the eye, I saw the Bashar explained, brings light to the world. And Klal Yisrael is what brings light to the world. And if you touch them, you're destroying the light of the world. Amalei dein dahu gavra b'mai. He asked them, what are you being punished with? Amalei b'tzor resachas. The Amamar says the Gemara, kol amalek divri chachamim, nidin b'tzor resachas. Whoever speaks bad about what Chazal teach us are punished with tzor resachas. They saw that the Sefer Karen Ladovit explains that this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu many times judges Klal Yisrael. He compares us to the Umas Olam. This is an example of such a situation. Klal Yisrael is being compared here, this Pesha Yisrael is being compared to Bilam and to Titus to show that he was from the Pesha Yisrael, look how much better he is than the rest of the world, than the Titus and Bilam. In the Chasam Sofer, in his drasha, he says this in a hesped, a Rav Wolf Eger. Rav Wolf Eger was the uncle and Rebbe of Rav Akiva Eger. He says that when we look at food, the food has the healthy part and there's the waste in the food. He says, when we look at the difference between Divrei Torah and the Chochmas HaOlam, the Divrei Torah is pure. There's nothing that's waste there. In the Chochma of the Umas HaOlam, there is Chochma, but there's a lot of waste. And that's why he explains, like the Gemara says, L'nitna Torah la'ochle mon. Mon was pure, as the Pasuk says, that when they ate the mon, they did not expel any waste, because there was no waste in the mon. The Torah is like the mon. There is no waste. And therefore, he says, Kol ha-malak devri chachamim, if you ridicule anything the Chazal say, then you're like Tzoy Resachas. You deserve to be put in Tzoy Resachas, because there is no Tzoya in Torah. Says the Gemara, Tochazi ma ben Pesh Yisrael and Via Umas Oivdev Zarazor. And the Gemara says, look at the difference between Klal Yisrael's leadership and the leadership of the Umas Oilam. Tanya Rabbi Loza Borei Kam Gdol Koicha Shabusha. We can learn how powerful the emotion of embarrassment is. Sheri Sayyid Kodesh Baruch Hu's Bar Kamtza. Going back to what we discussed in our previous year, Bar Kamtza was successful in his reporting to the king. Vech was the base of a service of Choloi, and it all began because of his embarrassment. And again, this is the lesson of Sinas Chinam. If you embarrass somebody, it's certainly a representation of Sinas Chinam. Says the Gemara, we learned in our previous year, the Gemara said, Atanagol v'atanagolta chorav tormalka. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Davanigi, their custom was, ki ava mafke chansan v'kalta, that when they take a chosan v'kala, mafke gemayu, they would have in front of the chosan and kala, tanagol v'atanagolta, a rooster and a hen, klaimer, and they would say, pru urvu katanagolim, just like chickens have many eggs, you should have many descendants. Yom echad, have a kachal of gunda dermoi. One day, a troop of Roman soldiers passed by, and they took this rooster and hen away from the people who were going to this wedding. Naflolayu, and the Jews attacked them. Umechenu, and they attacked them. Osvamul al kaiser, and they went to report this to the king. Marda b'chay yudoi, the Jews rebelled against you. Osolayu, and that's why he attacked them. So, of course, the Mefarshim ask, they were ready to attack the soldiers because of this chicken. So, one pshat is that they did anything to protect the minig. Another pshat that I saw is that as we go back to the one of the first enemies of Klal Yisrael, Paroi. Paroi said that Pen Yirbu, that he was always concerned that Klal Yisrael will Pen Yirbu v'hoikisrenu melcham v'naisubu akol sanenu. That he was always concerned about Klal Yisrael multiplying. And here too, as soon as the Roman emperor saw that that's Klal Yisrael's desire to constantly multiply, that's why he sent the soldiers against them. Habu Hubad Raima, there was a person that have a kavitz mila that could jump the distance of a mill, the kutlu behu, and kill the Romans. Shakl Kesla Tagei, the Kesar took off his crown, Vaisveya Ara, and put it on the ground. Vamer Rabbanid Alam Kula, in Nichalach, if this is what you want, don't let me fall in the Dela Machusai in the Yadid Ahu Chad Gavra. It would be a terrible embarrassment to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that one person could try and destroy me. Actually, Pumela Badruma. So what happened was this Badruma said something inappropriate. He said, Haloi Atol Kim Zanachtanu. And he sort of disparaged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with us anymore. So, and that's why he was punished. But says the Gemara, why is he faulted? David Nameacha, isn't this a pasuk in Tehillim that David HaMelech himself says as well? Says the Gemara, Atmuy Kametmar. David HaMelech says it in wonder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where are you? We need you. And he said it in an inappropriate manner. So says the Gemara, all the basic. He say this person went to the bathroom. Also Dreikna, a snake came, Shante Lekakashte, tore open his intestines, Venach Nafshe, and he passed away. Amo, so the case is said, Havasrashli Nisa Hazimna, since I had a nace that I was spared, a Shefkinu. I'm not going to do anything to them. And says the Gemara, Shefkinu Vaoslu. And he left, says the Gemara, Ezdaku. Since Klal Yisrael was so happy, they started to dance. V'ochlu v'shasu, and they ate and they drank. V'etliku shargi, and they lit candles. Ad eschazik kliyon deshpunka b'choik mila. There were so many candles lit that the whole a mile away you could see the entire city lit up. Amma. So when the king saw what's going on. When the king saw what's going on, he says, "Michti kachode be Yehudai." The Jews are rejoicing in my downfall. And as the Mashal explained, the Jews should have been rejoicing in the nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them. And instead of rejoicing in the nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them, they were rejoicing about the downfall of the king. That's not what they should have been busy with. And therefore, Hada Asolayu, he came back to attack them. Amar Bali, Tlas Maya Alpha Shlifa Saifa, 300,000 soldiers holding swords, Ailil Tormalka, came to Tormalka of Kotlu, but Tlosa Yom Tlosa Lailu. And for 3 days, they were killing people. Bechach Kisa, and on one side of the city, the people didn't realize what was going on, and they were Haluli V'chengni, they were still rejoicing. They were still partying over Laviyadi, and the people on one side of the city, Layada Hani Bahani, one side of the city did not know what's going on with the other side of the city. The Pasuk says, Bila Hashem Vloy Chamal as called Nois Yaakov. Kelsa Ravan Amar Abyochran. Ela Shishu Ribuya Yurois Shayla Yana Melka Bahar Melech. Yana Melech had 600,000 cities in a place called Har Melech. Dom Rav Yudam Rav. Asi, Shishim Ribu Ayoros Holo Yamane Bahar Melech. He had 600,000 cities in that place. Called Achas V'Achas Hoyba Kiyotzi Mitzrayim. In every city, there were as many people as the 600,000 people who left Mitzrayim. Chutz Shahoyah Behem Keflayim. Except for three of those cities that had double the amount of people. That means they had 1,200,000 people. Which three cities were they? Kfar Bish, Kfar Shechlayim, Kfar Decharyim. And the Gemara explains each one of these names. Kfar Bish, Lo Yava Bais L'Shpiza. It was something that should be embarrassed about. nobody in that city allowed a guest to visit him. Even though there was such a large city, they didn't allow anybody to visit them. They had Midas Sadoim. And the Ben Yada explains, why did they behave that way? It's certainly not the way, it's not a Jewish way to behave. So he says, they rationalized that there'll be many people in the city, the price of food will go up. And they wanted to avoid that. Kfar Shechlayim, Shoysa Penasosim Shechlayim. Shechlayim is a vegetable, and it's a very healthy vegetable. Kfar Dechraya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shoyinu Shesayim, Yoldo Zecharim Tchila. In that city, they had boys first, V'yoldos Nekevs Bachroina, Opais, because then they had stabbed children. The Gemara Masechta Basra says that Bas Tchila, Simen Yofel Abonim. So the Gemara is saying that they had bonus, they had the bracha. I saw that place. You're saying that there were millions of people that lived there. It's a place that couldn't even hold 600,000 toothpicks. You're being lied to. So he said that's not true. The pasuk calls Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Tzvi Ksebei. Matzviza, this deer, Ein Oire Machzikas Besaroi, if you would strip the deer of its skin and then try to replace it, it wouldn't fit. Af Eretz Yisrael, Zman Shiyosh Malayin, as Klai Yisrael live in Eretz Yisrael, Revavcha, it expands. Zman Shein Yosh Malayin, but when it doesn't have people, when it doesn't have Klai Yisrael living there, Gamda, it shrinks. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the deer that way? Because the deer is an animal that runs very quickly. If the deer was a heavy animal, it would never be able to run. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that it should be smaller, that it should have the ability to run. Rav Chilkia Batuvia, Rav Huna Bachia, Havyasu Gabe Hadodi. They were all sitting together. Vamri Ikadashmi Milsa Bekvas Chanyas Mitzrayim. If anybody heard anything about the people who live in Kvas Chanyas Mitzrayim, Lema, please he should repeat it. Pasul Chad Menayu, so one of them said, Maisa Boros Varusosoi. There was a story about a couple who was getting married from that city, Shinishbul Ben Avdi Kachavim, that were kidnapped. Vesim Zelazer. And they married. Don't touch me. They didn't have the ksuba. The ksuba is arranged by the nesuin, and that never happened. And therefore he never married her. He never relations with her. When he passed away, the woman said, "Siptu, say a hesped on this person." She pitbait be Yotzrei. He was able to prevail over his Yotzahara, Yosef mi Yosef, even more than Yosef at Tzadik. For she said, Dila be Yosef la'aval chad shata. He only had that episode with Betpei Tifar's wife one time. V'hai kol yoyim v'yoyimim. This was every day. Vila Yosef la'av b'chad mita. They didn't live in the same bedroom. V'hai b'chad mita. We were in the same bedroom. Vila Yosef la'av ishta. She wasn't his wife. And Vai Ishtoi, and I was his wife. And I saw that the Ben Yoyada explains that the comparison is really not the same. Because by the wife of Potiphar, she was trying every day to seduce Yosef. This woman was working along with her husband. She didn't try to get him to do an Aveira. But still, the fact that this took place for such a long time and he controlled himself is great. Possibly the Vama Masav Am Dabar Modius Bedinner. You were able to buy 40 measures of grain for dinner. That means food was very cheap. Nechsa Hashab Modia Achas, and then inflation came in. Ubatku Matsu, and they discovered why. Because there was an Av of Benoy Shabal Nara Marasa B'yom Kippurim, that they did such a horrible Aveira that they had relations on Yom Kippur. And they were brought to Bezdim Suklam, and they were killed. And the Gra in Dein Eliyahu says that this Gemara teaches us that the entire Golus that we're suffering from is all because of Gilui Arayis. Pasuf Idafama, Masabah Amechad, Shnasab Einov, Bishtal Agarsha. There's a person who decided to divorce his wife, Vaisik Subasa Maruba, and the Ksuba that he owed was very expensive. Ma'asa, Holach Vazimna Shishbinov, he went and invited his relatives, the Chilim Vahishkan, and he gave them to eat and drink, the Shikran, and he intoxicated him. He Kshkivam Amita Achas, and he put them on the same bed as his wife, the even Loivan Beyer, and he brought the white of an egg, Vital Beinayim, which looks like semen, and he put it on the bed, the Hemelai Edom, and he brought Edom as if these men had relations with his wife, who's an Ashes Ish, or Baal Bezdin, they came to Bezdin. Says the Gemara, Ha'isham Zokin Echad, there was a Talmud Chochem in the Bezdin, who was Metalmidei Shammai HaZokin, or Baba Ben Buta Shemai. Amalan Kachma Kabulanim Shammai HaZokin. Says, I learned from my Rebbe Shammai, Luva and Beya, the white of the egg, Mis Soilim and Ar. When you put it next to fire, it dries up. Shech Vezera, semen, Doich Min Ar. When you put it next to fire, it expands. But, so let's check if this is semen or the white of an egg. But Gematzuk Devarov, and they found that it was really just the white of an egg. The Vil Bezdin, they brought this culprit to Bezdin, Vilkur, they gave him Malchus, and Vigbuk Subimanu, and they collected the Ksuba from him. Amalei Baal Rav Yosef, Machadavet Tzaduki Kalim Hai, if they were such tzaddikim, and as soon as they saw anything wrong taking place, they did what they had to do, my Tama Inish. Why were they punished? That Kfas Sechanya was destroyed. Amalei, Mishim Deloi Ebel Rishlayim. The one thing that they didn't do was mourn over the destruction of Rishlayim. The Ksiv, Simchas Rishlayim, the Gilaba Kol Avel, Siso Ita Mesois, Kol Mes Ablam Elel. You have to feel for Yerushalayim. And if you don't feel for Yerushalayim, then you're going to be destroyed. As Saka the Rispak Har Beta, we learned that because of Saka the Rispak, Beta was destroyed. What is that? What was that story there? Says the Mordav in the Higi, they had a minig. Kavim Siala Januka, when a boy was born, Shasli Arza, they would plant an eris tree, a cedar tree. Yanukta, when a girl was born, Shakli Tarnisa, they planted a different type of female tree. The Kamisambi, when this boy and girl would get married, Kaitzelhu, they would cut down the trees, Vavid Garana, and they would make a chuppah out of those trees. Yomachad, have a kochalfa barted the kaiser. One day, the daughter of the kaiser was passing by, and itber saka the rispak, and the wheel of her carriage broke. Kartsa arz vailei. So there was this tree that they had planted for this boy. They cut it down to fix the wagon. Also nafalai mahana. So there were Jews that attacked them for doing so. Also amal al-kaisa, mardabach Yehudai. The Jews rebelled against you. And what happened was, also layu, he went to attack them. There's interesting discussion based on this Gemara. And that is that the halacha is one is not allowed to cut down a tree. So how are they allowed to cut down these trees? So the simple answer is these trees were not fruit trees. And the halacha that you're not allowed to cut down a tree is only by a fruit tree. And therefore, here, since they weren't fruit trees, they didn't feel bad about cutting down the tree. They would cut down the tree. Another pshat that I saw is they would not cut down the entire tree. They left the stump so it should be able to grow again. God of Bukhari Af called Karen Yisrael. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Ravua, Amar Rav Yochanan. El Shemana Elf Karni Mechama. These are the 80,000 people who would blow shofars as they would go to war. Shenichnas Akras Beitar. They entered the city of Beitar B'Shar Shal Chadua when they captured it. For Hargaba Anoshim Anoshim Ataf. And they killed men, women, and children. There was so much blood that spilled, it flowed into the Yamagodl. Maybe you'll say that the Yamagodl is near the city of Beitar. Says the Maruchayka Haisa Mil. It's a mill away. Tanya Blazagol Omer, Shnei Nechalm Yesh Bebegats Yudayim. There are two rivers in Bikas Yudayim. Echad Moshech Eilach, one flows in this direction. Echad Moshech Eilach, and the other one flows in the other direction. V'shu'irach HaChamim, and Chazal measured, determined that there was so much blood spilled then that it was Shnei Chalokamayim V'echadam. There was so much blood, it was one third blood. The Akum, for 7 years, were able to fertilize their fields from Jewish blood, and they didn't need to use any other type of fertilizer. The Bikazu in this valley, Harag Nevuzradim Rav Tabachim, Nevuzradim, who was the horrible murderer, the king of Bavel, killed Masayim Ve'echris Esra Mubah. He killed 2,110,000 Jewish people. Bishlaim Harag, Tishin Ve'arba Ribua. In Shlaim, he killed 940,000 Jewish people, all at Evan Achas. At Shehalach Daman, until their blood, there was so much blood that was spilled, V'noga B'damash HaZachariah. Zachariah was a Navi, Zachariah ben Yoyada, was a Navi who was killed in the Azara when he gave them Musar. L'kayim HaShenemar, Domim B'domim Nagu. This blood and that blood were mixed together. Says the Gemara, Ashkei L'damed Zachariah. The Vuzanadar saw what was going on, and he saw the blood of Zachariah that was Kamartik V'solik, that it was bubbling. Amar Mai Hai. So he saw this blood and he asked, what's this bubbling blood? Amalei Dam Zvachim D'Shtapach. So they wanted to make an excuse and they said, it's the blood of Kabonis. I said Damei. So he brought the blood of animals, V'lei Idmu. And he saw that that blood did not look like animal blood. So he saw that the Gra in his Sefer Ein Eliyahu says that we all remember that when the children of Yaakov and the Shvatim wanted to say that Yosef was killed, they took blood and they dipped the Ksinus Pasim in the blood and they said, Chai Roach L'suah. So we do see that blood of a human is similar to the blood of an animal. Why are we saying over here that the blood is not similar? So the Gra says that the two stories are very, very different. He says, in that story, what happened was that the two bloods did not look, when you bring one blood and you don't have another blood next to it, so if even though it's animal blood, it could look like human blood. But when you have two different bloods, when you have the two bloods next to each other, which was the case here, you could see that they're not the same. Amalo, Iam Risalu, so he saw that they were not telling him the truth. And he told them, if you tell me the truth, Mutav, great. If you laugh, and if you won't tell me the truth, I'm going to take metal combs on your bodies. So he said to Nevuzradim, what should we say to you? We had a Navi that would tell us to do the right thing. And we got up and we killed him. And these are many years have passed and his blood is still bubbling. I will get him to calm down. Says the Gemara, Isis Sanhedrin Gedoyla, he brought the Sanhedrin Katana, Katlalei, and he killed them in front of the blood of Zechariah. Says the Gemara, Veloinoch, it didn't calm down. He brought Bechurim Besulois, young boys and girls, for Katlalei, and he killed them in front of that blood of Zechariah Loinoch. And he didn't brought young, innocent children, and still loynoch. Amalei Zachariah, Zachariah. At that point, the Vuzanadin said, Zachariah, Tovish Shemem Avaratem, I've destroyed the best of them. Nichloch Dabin Nakula, would you like me to kill everyone? Amalei Hachi, after he said that, at that point, says the Gemara Noch, he calmed down. But he shot up. At that point, the Vuzanadin saw what's going on in the world. Here at Tshuva Bedate, he saw what this world is all about. Amar, Ma'am nefesh achas. If one person was killed, Zechari was killed, look at what that causes. Hahu Gavri said about himself, the cut the kalhani neshmas, that I killed so many people, alachs kama v'kama, I will certainly be terribly punished. Also, Araki ran away. Also, Shato Patz Bebese, he wrote a will to his family that what they should do with all of his money, Vigayer, and he became a ger. Says the Martana, and that Gemara gives us some history of different people who had a bad background but turned around. Tana Naman, who was the general of Amon, Ger Toshev Haya. Amon was a Ger Toshev. There's a machlokes throughout Shas. What is a Ger Toshev? Is it that he accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah? Is it that he didn't take, that he takes upon himself to keep the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noyach? Says the Gemara, Nama Ger Toshev Haya Nevoz Adar, as we just learned, Ger Tzadikaya. Then says the Gemara, B'nei Bonav Shal Haman, the descendants of Haman, Lomdu Torah B'nei Barak. They study Torah in B'nei Barak. So many Mepharshim ask that the Medrash teaches us, Eim Mekabun Gerim Mezera Amalek. We don't take children, we don't accept Gerim for Amalek. So how were they accepted? Some say that it's not necessarily halachically correct. The Rambam holds there is no such halacha. Another pshat is that we don't encourage Gerim from Amalek, but if they want really very much to become Gerim, we accept them. Another pshat is that at the time they accepted them as Gerim, they weren't aware that they were from Zera Amalek, and that's why they accepted them. Another pshat that they said is that they're not accepted to be Gerim to marry Jewish women, but that they could become Gerim, they're permitted. Another pshat is that we know that Sancheriv, Bilbil is Kol Olam Kulay. Sancheriv mixed the whole world up. So when somebody says that he's a descendant of Amalek, it's not necessary. The Avni Nezer says that we don't accept Gerim from Amalek only if they're not ready to accept domination by Klal Yisrael. But if they're ready to accept the domination of Klal Yisrael, then we do accept them. Another pshat that the Imri Emes said is that they were descendants from Amalek from their father's side. There was an Amaleki that lived with a Jewish woman. So the child is a Jew. But from his father's side, he was a Amaleki. Another pshat that I saw was that Haman was actually a ger, because Haman was, as we know, an Avikanani of Mordechai. And as we learned early in our Masechta, an Avikanani has to go through Geiris. And because Haman went through Geiris, his descendants were, his particular descendants, were considered Jewish. Another pshat that the Chazon Ish suggests, that the only time that you're not allowed to take Gerim from Amalek is only during a time of war. Here, it was a time of peace. Since it was a time of peace, there was no problem. Says the Gemara of Nebanim Shal Sisroi, the descendants of Sisroi, Limdu Tanukas B'Yushalayim, they were Rabbeim in Yushalayim. Nebanim Shal Sancherev, the children of Sancherev, Limdu Torah B'Rabim, says the Gemara, Ma'an Ninu, who were they? Says the Gemara, Shmai Vavtalyan. And there's a very big discussion amongst the Rishonim already when we speak about Shmai Vavtalyan. Were Shmai Vavtalyan themselves the Gerim, or Shmai Vavtalyan descendants of these people, but not that they themselves were Gerim? Han Diksiv, the Sati, the Pasuk speaks about the blood of Zechariah. The Pasuk says, Nosati is Dama Tzchiach Sela Levilti Kosais. That his blood cannot be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, his blood was not able to be covered up. HaKol Kol Yaakov, the Pasuk says that Yitzchak says to Yaakov, HaKol Kol Yaakov Yudayim Dei Esav. HaKol, what does that refer to? Adrenus Kesev. Shorog Belxandria, what is the Komini? It was the crying of Yaakov. It refers to Adrenus Kesev. Shahar Belxandria Shal Mitzrayim, that wiped out an Alexander Shal Mitzrayim. Shishim Ruba al Shisha Ruba. Twice 600,000, 1,200,000, Keflaim Kiyotz Mitzrayim. Double the amount of people that left Mitzrayim. Kol Yaakov refers to as Bayis Kaiser. Shahar Bekracht Beter, Abba Meis Ruba, 4 million people. Vamele Aboim Aboim Rufim, 40 million people. Vidaim De Esa Machs Rosha, Shehechrev Es Betenu, Vesarv Es Echelenu, Viglisenu, Viglison Matzenu. And what is being taught here is that Klal Yisrael, when they act like Esav, when they act like Esav, when they don't use their call for the call of Torah, this is what happened. Davar kol kol Yaakov, ein lecha tefillah shema'elis, every tefillah that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will accept, ein ba mezarosh Yaakov, that tefillah must have from the children of Yaakov. V'dayim de Esav, ein lemecham shein notzachas, you will never see somebody prevail in war. You will never be able to see somebody prevail in war. Shame by Mizar Shal Esav that doesn't have from the children of Esav in that war. Vanadam Rabbeloza, B'shoit Lashon Techabei, B'churei Lashon. When people are talking bad about the other people and hurting other people with their voices, Techabei, that's the time to hide. Amar Yudam Rav Maidik Siv. Al Maharis Bavel Sham Yeshavnu Gam Bechinu B'Zechreinu Atzin. Melamed Shaira Kodesh Baruch Hu David Churban Bayis Rishon. He showed David Melech the Churban Bayis Rishon. He showed David Melech Churban Bayis Sheni. Churban Bayis Rishon Shnema Al Maharis Bavel Sham Yeshavnu Gam Bechinu. They saw how Nebuchadnezzar will send Klal Yisrael to Golus and Bavel. Bayis Sheni Dekseh V'Zecha Hashem L'Vnei Edoim Esroim Yishleim Ha'orim Oru Ad Yitzoy Ba. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he davened to Kodesh Baruch Hu to pay back all these enemies of Klal Yisrael. Am Rav Yehuda Meshmul, V'Teima Rav Ami, V'Amrloi V'Masnisa Tana. Maisa Ba'aba Meis Shilad V'Yiladus. There were 400 boys and girls, Shenishba L'Kladim, that they were kidnapped to be treated immorally. Higishu Ba'atzmam Lehem Ma'ayim Meskakshin. They recognize what's going to happen. V'Amru, Manu Tanu, if we will drown ourselves on a boil and chayo olam haba, we will merit olam haba. Darshan lagosh behem. Am Hashem ibashan oshiv oshiv mitzulos yom ibashan oshiv mibein shinei eriyei. We will be able to be saved from the lion's teeth, our enemy. Oshiv mitzulos yom elish shetam biyam. How will we be able to be saved from them by drowning ourselves? Kivin sheshama yaldus kach. Once they heard this. Kafzu kulan v'naflu techiyam. They all jumped in. Nasi yalein kal v'chaim v'atzma v'amru. When the girls did this, the boys said, "Ma halalu shadakin l'kach." Girls don't really participate in the act of bia. Anush ein daken l'kach. They wanted to have regular bia with the girls, and they still were ready to be ma'aser nefesh. With the boys, they wanted to do mishkav zocha. Alachas kam v'kam that we have to be ready to kill ourselves. And therefore, says the Gemara, Afheim Kosel Techayam, they jumped into the sea, Valeim Kosel Oimer. And regarding these Jewish children, it says, Kelechna Haragna Kolayoim, Nechshavnu Kitzoyim Tifra. So the Klozmog Rebbe quotes the Bnei Yisoscha in the Sefer Agra Parakah. He says that by the time of Bris Mila, a person is ready to give up his life to do a bris milah. And here we're saying kelech aragnu kol hayom is referring to refers to the bris milah. And why is the bris milah, he says, more of a mitzvah for the father than for the boy? Because the boy doesn't know what he's doing, but the father does realize what he's doing, and that's why for him it's a greater mitzvah. There's a very big halachic discussion here, where here we see that these boys and girls were prepared to jump into the sea rather than to do an Aveira. And the question is one allowed to do so? And the Rishonim use this Gemara to prove that one is allowed to do so. And he says, the Ritva already says that in the time of the Jews lived in France, where the Christians were trying to persecute them, he says the people should kill their children rather than allow them to be abducted and raised as Christians. The Mashal disagrees and says that one is not allowed to be give up his life. If he'll be killed, he'll be killed. But one is not allowed to give up his life in order to avoid that, not do it himself. The story referred to here is about a woman and her seven sons. Asul Kamel Kamed the Kaiser. They were brought in front of the Kaiser. Amale Plach, he said to the old first boy, Klach Levites Kavim, worship of Idazar. Amale Ksibatar, Anarcha Shebelkecha. And I won't worship you. And what happened was, Lafkuva Ketlua. And this happened, the way the Mashal explains the Gemara, on the first day of the week, when there was nothing in the world besides Anarcha Shemelkecha. Afkuva Katlu, Asul Iduk, they brought the second son, Lakami the case in front of the king, Amalek Plachla Vedis Kechavim, worship of Idazar, Amalek Sibatar Layilacha, Elohim Achirim, Apanai, Afkatlu of Apanai. Says the Mashal, this happened on Monday when there was already other people in the world. There were the Malachim. But we are told that we only may worship Hashem, not even a Malach. Asul Iduk, on the third day they bring a boy, Amalek Plachla Vedis Kechavim, Amalek Sibatar, Zoivich Lalek. Kim Yachram Bilti Lashem Levadoi, Afkua Vekatlua. And the Mashah says that they used to worship the sun, the moon, which were all created on the third day. Asuli Idoch, the fourth day, Amle Plachla Variskachavim, Amluk Sibatira, Loitishtachve Lel Acher, Afkua Vekatlua. Because on the fourth day is the day that there were the sun and the moon were firmed up in the sky, and that's why they were worshipped and we don't. Asul Adach, Amalek Plachla Vedis Kecham, Amalek Sibatayra, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Afkuva Katlu, Asul Adach, Amalek Plachla Vedis Kecham, Amalek Sibatayra, Vidat Ayom Vishivais Elokecha, Keshem Elokim, Vishemai Me'av Aras, Vitochas Ein Oid. Afkuva Katlu, Asul Adach, they brought the seventh son, Amalek Plachla Vedis Kecham, Amalek Sibatayra, as Hashem Amarta Hayom, Vashem Amircha Hayom. Kvanishbanu Lakarish Barhu, we already have a Shvuah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a Shvuah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Ein Anu Mavir Ma'isoi Be'el Acher, that we won't substitute him for anybody else. V'ahef Hu Nishba Lanu, and he swear to us, Shei Mavar Oysonu Be'am Acheres, that he won't take anybody else instead of us. Amalek Kezda, the Kaiser, as cruel as he was, said that I want to spear him. He took his ring off, as the legushpancha, and on the ring there was an image of the king. The gachem shakli, he said, "Pick it up and give it to me." So at least I'll be able to say that you accepted my authority. Amalach havolach kesa. It's a waste of time. Havolach kesa. Akvayt atzmacha kach. If you're so worried about your own honor, akvayt kadosh baruch hu, we certainly have to be worried about the honor of a kadosh baruch hu. And they took him out to be killed. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sefer Sichs Musar explains, why did he say chaval alecha, why did he say it twice? What he was saying to the king was that you're so worried about your honor, but being worried about your honor and trying to attain honor, the more you want to attain honor, the more you'll never feel satisfied. Chaval alecha, chaval alecha. Afkul amikdali, they took him to be killed. Amalei Iman, the mother said, Yavin nelev shkiporti, let me give him a kiss. Amalei Benai, and she said to him, my son, l'chu v'imru l'avram avichim, go report to Avram Avinu, ata akatam mizbeach echad. You were ready to give up one son. V'ani akadati shivim mizbechais. And I was ready to give up. I gave up seven children. Afhi also lagag v'nafla mesa. And says the Gemara, at that point, she jumped off the roof. V'yatsa baskov amra ein abenim smecha. So I saw the Maral explains that why did she commit suicide? Because they wanted her also to worship Avodah Zarah, and she too showed that she wasn't prepared. She too showed that she wasn't prepared to worship Avodah Zarah. The Gra says that that's not what happened. What happened was that she was walking on the roof, so perturbed, and she just fell off. What does Karecha Agni Kol Yoy mean? Zumila Shenitna Beishmini. It refers to the Bris Mila that was given on the seventh day. And as I said, the Bris Mila is more for the father who's ready to give up than the Chum. Rishim Melak Shema Etamed Chum Shemaran Hilchas Shchita Ba'atzmam. They demonstrate Hilchas Shchita on themselves. Damar Rava Kom Mila Lechsi Inish Benafshe. A person can use himself to demonstrate something. Bar Meshchita. Except from Shchita, V'davar Acher, and Tzoras. V'nachma Yitzchama, Elo Tamid HaChamim, Shemisim Atzmal Divir Torah. We refer here to Tamid HaChamim that are ready to give up their lives for Torah. K'rav Shimon Lakish, Damar Shimon Lakish, and Divir Torah Meskaimim, who could succeed with Torah El Mi Shememis Atzmai Aleim. Somebody who's giving up his life. Shnema Zoyis HaTorah, Odom Kiyomis Be'ayel. And the Chavetz Chaim explains what's Peshat in this Gemara. He says that there was once a person who had a very successful business. And he certainly never had time to daven, to learn properly, or to do mitzvahs properly, because he was always busy with his business. One time, he got older, and he started recognizing what's going to be. I'm not going to be here forever. And what's going to be when I come to the Olam Emes? So he decided that every day after Shacharis, he's going to stay in shul and learn and only start to work in the afternoon. So he should spend part of his day learning and doing mitzvahs. And his wife comes in the store. The business was very busy. And his wife comes running to his wife, to the shul. Where are you? We have so many customers in the store. We have so many needs in the store. How are you not participating? Where are you? So he says, I'm learning. So he says, but what about the customers? So he says, I'm learning. So he says, she didn't want to accept it. So he says to her, what would be if I was dead? So she says, Chas v'shalom, how do you speak that way, that you would be dead? She says, Baruch Hashem, I'm not dead. But the Gemara says, Ein de v'tayre meskayim el mishe memes atzma alel. A person has to be prepared that when it comes to Divrei Torah, everything is dead. There's no customers, there's no store, there's no business, there's no nothing. If you learn Torah with that way, then he will survive. Another pshat I saw, Memes Atzmai. A person has to stop thinking about himself. Memes Atzmai, the Atzmai, about yourself, that you, everything's about you. When could Torah be successful? That he should be able to give up anything about himself. Another pshat that I saw from Rami Shapiro Zatzal. Rami Shapiro says that what happens, Rachman Tzlan, when a person leaves the world? When a person leaves the world, there's nothing left from him besides his children. Ein divrei Torah miskaimim. You know when Torah could have a success? When we spend our lives thinking about our children. Just like when we're not going to be here, our children will still be here. If somebody learns Torah, and he spends his time being mechanech his children to learn and live Torah properly, that person will have the success that his children and his descendants will indeed be Talmidei Chachamim.